made it up around.
Well, have you ever seen any frames that were kind of shaped like this, like an X, you know? And you could take the log and put it right there in the middle of it and then saw off the end of it. Now, what would that be?
Your rafters, either sometime.
Call them wood rafters.
Yep.
Wood rafters.
I wish you had that wood pile like you had the sole wood. That's what you're talking about, sir.
But last time in fixing your scaffold, like if you a carpenter, you set your 2x4 up there near your a run out from the wall, like come right here. Set your 2x4 up there and nail it, one at the other corner. Then you would take a 1x3 and put it in that cross form. That's tying that 2x4. It'll lead from the top of here and go to the bottom there. Mm-hmm. And come from the top here to the bottom over here. That's cross tying your frame that you're going to be up, a scaffold we call it.
Oh, yes.
You be up on the carpet around there.
Oh, yeah.
Let me ask you this, it doesn't have much to do with farming or not, but when you get up in the morning, sometimes you go in the bathroom and you straighten your hair with a comb and a
brush.
And a brush, and you say when you do that, you have to do what to your hair? You just say the same thing? You just brush your hair or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about sometimes when you went to a barber shop, or you might have had one of these yourself, the thing that you sharpen your straight razor on?
A razor strap.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah.
Razor strap. What about if you had a shotgun, you'd use a shell for a shotgun, but what would you put in, a pistol or a rifle?
Cartridge.
Like that. It'd be a cartridge instead of a shell. I don't know if y'all ever played on anything like this or not, but sometimes you see children playing on these things. One, there's a long board, you know, anchored in the middle. And they go up there like that.
Seesaw. I rode them in.
What do you say you're doing when you're playing on
seesaw?
Your seesaw.
Seesaw.
Where have
you? You get a long plank and get up on the fence and one or two on that end, one or two on this end.
Yeah.
One end, go up the other down, just back and forth, seesaw.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, what about these things that, this was a board, you know, and it was anchored in the middle, but it went around, you know, like that. You could get on both ends and spin around.
Windmill.
Is that what it is?
Mm-hmm. Windmill to go like that. Uh-huh. Windmill. You know, you can fix the children to go around and around. Mm-hmm. You saw a thing in the middle, they just go around like that.
Well, have you ever heard of something like a long board, kind of limber, that would be anchored at both ends, and you could jump up and down on the middle of it or something like that?
Your spring board.
That spring board. Mm-hmm. What about you see a lot of these things, you know, they hang from limbs of the trees by ropes and have a plank or something. That's just old-fashioned swing. You make those out of tires and planks or whatever?
Chains. I've made them out of chains and right at the bottom while you sit on the swing where we would cut a fork in a bolt and straddle that chain. You sit on that and you swing each other or you go up high at the top of the corner of that house.
Yeah. What about if you had to go get some coal from somewhere, what would you call the container that you'd go get it in?
Wagon or truck?
Well, just, you know, something that you could carry. So
We always used to just put it loose in a wagon because they have sacks. You can sack it up.
Sacks.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about if you wanted to keep some of it in the house, you know, what would you keep it in there?
Your skull, we call it. Coal skull.
That'd be a skull. Mm-hmm. What do those things look like?
Well, it's a metal container, kind of like with hounds on it, and